Sir, the recorder's on.
All right. This is a Franklin County Board Trustees special meeting, December 21st, 2020, 2:30 p.m. Like to call the meeting to order with a roll call, please.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
Ralph? Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. I'd like to ask Mr. Horan to lead us in the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, under God, and free up there. Sorry.
Thanks, Ralph. I'd like to make a motion to send the approval any past minute. We'll pass for a second, please.
I will second that.
I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. The purpose of this meeting is, this special meeting is to consider the 2021 budget. I think everyone's been shared on resolution 2020-238, a resolution to provide appropriations for the period commencing January 1st, 2021 and ending December 31st, 2021. I know we discussed this at length at our last special meeting. Folks had time to dig in on that. With that, is there a motion to accept that resolution?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just curious if there was any other questions from the, I see that we have our department heads on. Would anyone else have a question before we accept it?
Well, I have a comment if anyone else can go first if they like.
Ralph, it sounds like you're up.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think we definitely do need to get a vote. Now, I understand what it is. I have no... The problem is that I haven't really had time to really get a study on...
I'm sorry, I cannot hear Trustee Horan. It's going in and out, gentlemen.
I beg your pardon.
I can't hear you, Trustee Horan. It's fading in and fading out.
I'm only is it okay?
Yeah, I only get part of what you're saying, sir.
Can you hear it better, Robin?
Yes, sir. I'm just only hearing part of what you're saying. It's difficult to record.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to move around, get my right position here, where it'll come through quick.
Thank you.
What I'm saying is not having sufficient time, well, I guess I could have had time to do it, but really don't have time, and probably with the other trustees, maybe they'll run into the same problem. I just haven't had time to really study, and I know those changes as far as from a standpoint of line items, the appropriation lines, and this, that, and the other. And frankly, I haven't. For me to say what would line item so and so be, I can't tell you. I know we went over it orally and everything and so forth, but I don't know if I can actually make an accurate vote on this, what we really need to do. If we want to make a vote as to entrusting the fiscal office to, I can't look for the technical term I'm trying to say, submit, I guess, to the, you know, to the county board of auditors. And trust her to, that she is doing it as per the per offer ways, proper standards that it should be. I think I would feel very comfortable in voting on it as such. And from the standpoint of me actually knowing the, one of the line items and that kind of thing, that's going to take some time to learn that, because it's essentially been reconstructed is what's happened. Does that make sense to what I'm saying to everybody?
Mr. Horn, I do believe I understand what you're saying, and I can concur. I've went over this backwards and forwards and talked with Mary, and to Mary and her department, they did an excellent job in putting things where they should be compared to how it used to be. And then once you get used to it, you can follow it fairly easy. I feel very confident voting on this today with all the department heads that have worked hours with Mary and went over things. So I am very pleased to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased that, the budget and everything most definitely needed reconstructed because I never did understand it, frankly. And I don't think there was ever anything submitted to actually just guidelines and what these per line items meant or what they are or how do you read them or that type of thing. So, yes, and I do appreciate it being reconstructed. To the point, once you learn it, you learn it. And now I don't know it. So, however you want to have it submitted, we definitely need to get a vote in. So, she can go ahead and get everything submitted. She's worked too hard. It's not, to be the way you don't turn this thing in. So, just however you want to submit a resolution. I think that probably needs to be thought about a little bit. So that's about all I have to say about it for the moment.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're ready to move on that if you so wish to continue, sir.
Yeah, so would you like to make a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the Franklin Township budget for 2021. With all discussions being heard in this matter, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that. There is a motion and a second. There's been discussion. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Now, the fiscal office has sent over a notice about an hour before this meeting, saying that they needed some appropriations. This is not germane to the posting or the agenda that was posted. I have been notified by the fiscal officer that if we don't act on this, that they are unable to make payroll. Because of that, first of all, I would like to, let the fiscal office know that the board really does need 24 hours notice on some of this stuff. Emergency meetings and last minute changes is really hard to act on. I would ask the fiscal officer to provide more time so that we can make decisions and that the public can have a chance to see that those are being added to the agenda and to the meeting notice. Not doing so is a violation of the Sunshine Laws and something that I am not comfortable doing. If the board would like to take up that motion today to do so, we will need a vote to amend the agenda to allow that discussion to take place. So someone would need to make a motion to amend the agenda to allow a discussion on the updated appropriation data.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, if I may, please. Can I get some guidance on... You're correct. We have been warned before about having 24-hour notice prior to doing so. What would it look like if we was to have this tomorrow, 10-minute meeting to go over this, or is that too late if the department would be able to speak on that?
The fiscal office told me Mark Bob told me actually before this meeting that 24-hour notice is not enough. They need it essentially done today. In order to make it happen, even though we just had an hour notice on it today.
Okay, so with that being said, sir, I'll grudgingly, because I don't like to do it because we've been told not to do it, but in this case, when it's an emergency, it's an emergency, I would make that motion.
Well, not real
okay, there's a motion on the table to amend the agenda to allow for this emergency discussion. Is there a second?
So that the motion is to amend the agenda, and then after the agenda is seconded or whatever or passed, then we can find out what is relevant.
John.
Due to an emergency, yes.
Thank you.
We've amended the resolution to add a new item for emergency discussion, which is updated appropriations. At this time, I will hand it over to the fiscal officer to describe the purpose and emergency nature of this.
Hey, this is Mary. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. This is Resolution 2020-240, and just to summarize before I read it, we are just moving funds from other debt service and other financing services that we have. We're moving them to payroll salaries because the payouts last time were much higher than we expected. So we have $36,000 that we need to move to. And for us to enter it in the computers, it requires us to do an override, which we cannot do. It will not allow us to continue. So I apologize for this. We will try to be more on top of this next time, but it was a surprise, and we tried working on it last week, and this is where we are. And so we apologize for that. Pardon? Yes, it's a net increase into salaries of $36,000. So Resolution 2020-240 for appropriations number 12 for this calendar year. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Council Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Section 1, the amounts presented below are hereby appropriated. Emergency medical services under public safety, salaries, current appropriations of $630,000. An increase of $36,000, which will leave a revised appropriation of $666,000. From the account others, under EMS, we're moving $9,000 to the revised appropriations of other the $677,000. From debt service, a decrease of $18,000, revised appropriation of $60,700. From other financing services, a decrease of $600 for a total revised appropriations of $1,255,000.
All right, there's a resolution on the table. Is there a second?
I will second, sir.
Is there any discussion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the question and ask for a roll call.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, with that, that concludes that section of the agenda. We'll move any of the questions and comments. Mr. Fox, if any have been submitted or any are on the Zoom, we will open it up for that now.
I don't see any on the Zoom, Mr. Chairman, and let me look at the end.
Mark, I'll have one at the end.
Okay. Don't see that any came over on the Facebook and send out an email.
All right,
Trustee Fleshman, the chair. For this whole department, I had a question. I know our budget for this year, we did not get to the 10,000 mark. I don't have it in front of me. What is that exact total? Do you know?
For next year, you're speaking?
Correct.
Yes. We don't have the grant like we had before,
okay,
with $2.125 million. Now, we may have other money coming in, the 560 plus million from the DWC refund, which could bring us up to the higher amount in January. If it comes in January, if it comes in this year, that'll be a different story. So, we may have other grants or other funds. We're expecting some CARES grant money coming in January.
Correct.
I think we may be over the 10 million mark.
Okay, that's where kind of curious. I've been watching this Congress, what they're going to pass, and I know that we have some opportunity for local governments to get some more, if we wish to call it CARES Act money. I'm not sure what we're going to call it this time around, but I was just kind of curious. I know as long as I've been a trustee, we've been in the 10 million mark, and I was just wondering if we were going to hit that or not.
I'm saying that I'm doubting that it's going to hit in January, but I can't be sure. So we should be prepared to have, for example, the elected officials, including myself, may have a reduction in the first month if it comes.
So how close are we at this time to the 10 million? Where are we at roughly, if you had to check the checkbook right now for 2021, what does the premier look like?
Just a moment, Jeff is checking on his computer.
Mr. Chairman, sorry about this extra question.
All good.
The official certificate for 2021 is currently at 9.2 million. That will be revised based upon actual fund balances at the end of this month. I don't expect it to quite go over 10 million yet.
Okay.
So there is an outside chance it could, but I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah, that's 800,000 different right at this point, so.
It depends on the balance of the carryover and the BWC refund, which is expected. It's just a question of when.
Okay, well, I thank you for that information.
All right, that concludes our meeting. Thanks, everyone. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, sir.